numbers of the episodes. Now, for sure, this is 384. God dang it. I know that for a fact. I know stuff is mislabeled.
I mean, we also looked. We both looked, and we were both sort of wrong. Yes, it's 384. It's been terrible. It's the real 384.
It's the real 384. So, I'm the host of the right episode 384. My name is Montego. Welcome to Fans of Patrol. With me is the lovely Tiffobot. What's going on with you this week, Tiff?
It's been a busy fucking week, and I'm sure you can agree.
Yeah, it's been busy, but I've been cool, you know. I got a lot of stuff to do today because it's the holiday weekend, y'all. But other than that, you know.
Yeah. What a fucking idiot.
It's Memorial Day. It's a day in America where we, you know, think about those who have gave their lives for the US of A. So you can't really say Happy Memorial Day to people because, you know, it's not like Veterans Day where you can say Happy Veterans Day. Hey, you know.
Happy Memorial Day. Yeah, you don't really say that.
Yeah. So happy barbecue, y'all.
That's what people do is make hot dogs.
Right.
Etc. What are you going to make tomorrow? Ribs.
Baby back ribs. Mexican
I knew it because
corn.
You have a couple celebration foods, and that's one of them.
Yeah, baby back ribs, some corn.
And the other one's crabs. Crab legs is another one that you do sometimes.
Yeah, I like the crab legs. The big kings, man. I love the big king crab legs. I can't get enough of them.
This is welcome back to what Montego likes to eat on a holiday.
All right, we ought to have a contest. What do you think I'll choose? So bad.
I know, it's based on weather, basically.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. So beyond all that, we're here to talk about some stuff.
We got some shit going on, y'all, because, you know, I'm in heaven this week, and Tiff is like, get this shit over with. I know you too well. So, man, we have an exciting, exciting show, man. You know, it's just such an exciting time. So we finally got the drop of Obi-Wan, the two episodes, and instead of waiting, you know, for the episode to be finished, I thought it'd be a good idea to do our thing with the Obi-Wan show, because those two episodes was like watching a movie. It was like
it's two parts.
Yeah, it was like one was 55 minutes, the other one was 44 minutes, something like that.
Yep.
So complete movie. So, you know, I'm happy about that. More Star Wars, that's how I feel. So in the news, man, we are talking some stuff that's not Star Wars, and you know, I'm a Mission Impossible fan, you know.
Yes, you are.
The first one was kind of, but it's all you had. It was a long time ago. And then the second one was like, what the hell was that? You know? And then they got their shit together with number 3. And in my opinion, ever since Mission Impossible 3, those movies have been effing phenomenal. And so we got a first look at the new Mission Impossible, the one where Tom Cruise was doing the Christian Bale to some workers who had broke the protocol for COVID, if y'all remember that, you know, for like a half an hour.
Oh my God, I barely remember that.
But you remember that, right? It was like a half an hour like clip.
Now that you say that, I'm like, oh yes, there was yelling.
He was talking to them grown men like they were his fucking kids.
and you know he's like this, he's little.
Yeah, so it's worse, right?
Yeah, I mean, but he's powerful. That's the thing.
No, they would probably sit there like, "You're a little bastard."
I'd be like, "I'm gonna get fucking fired if I say anything."
Right. You know, right? Because why would you let somebody talk? We'll get to it anyway. We also got a look at, you know, this has got a lot of internet buzz. Tiff, the Gray Man, starring Gosling. Is it Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling, yes.
And
everyone's favorite.
Well, I don't know.
Not for me. I don't like him.
Oh, really?
I mean, I like him as an actor, but I don't find him handsome.
Oh, okay. You don't see that? There's the calculations. What is?
Yeah, I'm putting more.
What does she like? We don't know. We try to think, and we can't come up with the formula. Captain America's in this thing playing up. What it looks like a piece of shit. What's that? What's that man's name again? I don't know why I forget.
Chris.
Evans. Yeah. Looking like Chris the baby Hitler or something with that little mustache of his. It looks terrible. So anyway, man, you know, this is a Netflix thing, so we're going to talk about that. And for our middle section, man, it's Star Wars Celebration time, man. So, you know, a bunch of shit just been dropping. We could have did a whole show on Star Wars.
And we could have.
Yeah. It's plenty of content. And, you know, I've been watching it, you know, because they've been streaming it live and stuff. And some of it is good. And some of it, you know, it's just like, whatever. But we're going to talk about it.
Some of it's good. And some of it's like, meh.
Yeah, whatever. You know, so, but we're going to talk about it, though, man. Because, you know, I think it's a real good thing with them streaming, you know, the con, man. Because it's just, not everybody can go. Like, San Diego, they should do more streaming.
But also, like, they should have a streaming thing for most people. Because, Honestly, I think that the thing that you pay for when you go to a con isn't the panels for the most part. I mean, like, people do go for certain ones, like somebody really famous or whatever. You go for, like, the sales floor and the camaraderie and whatever.
You do.
And, like, if you want to get people to buy your shit, watch your shit, give people access to it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not like you can pack the world into that that place. So, you know, all these cons, y'all really could do a better job at, you know, doing what
I think people would pay, like, you could pay, like, a $5 premium to watch everything in advance, and then they could release it, like, a week later or some shit.
But people would absolutely pay for that. So that's that's going to be our middle section. And like I said, at that top of the key, Obi-Wan, man, we're going to talk about that. So saying all of that stuff, man, a handful and a mouthful, and there was other shit we could have talked about. Are you ready to roll?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Jesus fuck.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I think we're back.
Sorry, there was an accident.
Yeah, so it's all good. Tell the people where they can find us on other platforms, Tiff.
All right, for everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. That's our main hub, where you can email us at fans@fansofpatrol.com or get to us on our social media sites, which is Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Fans of Patrol. And we are now on TikTok, which we're old, so it's over for TikTok.
Old TikToker.
That's Fans on Patrol Zero.
Yeah, it's Fans Patrol
Fans
Zero.
Fans Patrol Zero at Fans Patrol Zero. And you can get to us, or, you know, subscribe to our Patreon. Check out our Patreon, subscribe to our YouTube, and listen on your favorite listening platform. I fucking hate when I fuck up.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah, man.
The
show in its entirety is on YouTube. I'm going to start editing a little different, too, and try to, like, bust up the segments and stuff, because that's what professional people do.
Yeah, making me look better.
Yeah, well, we got to do that.
I know, I got to do it all the time. I get it. Ha, 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 ha.
So, man, what we talk about first? Let's talk about a little Tom Cruise action, man. We alluded to in the beginning, you know, how Tom Cruise, you know, he's about to have a hell of a year, Tifflebot. First of all, we got Maverick out, and I hear that it's, you know, I only heard that it's phenomenal. So we'll see. So Top Gun is out, and he has this coming out this summer too. A Mission Impossible, two of his, well, Mission Impossible being his marquee, you know, moneymaker. And I'm sure that he's still making money off of the original Top Gun, you know.
Yeah.
And here's another one, you know, that's probably going to be a little better than the first movie, I hope. Somebody broke the protocols for COVID and he went off for about 20 minutes. If you get a chance to hear that on YouTube or something, it's quite comical. I mean, it was just, goddamn, dude. I mean,
and it was for this movie.
It was for this movie because, you know, he kept saying that everybody's watching us, you know, because I guess nobody wanted to clear these movies at the time of filming to film.
Yeah, I think that one was an early one too.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah, he's been working on it for a while. And so you understood what he was saying, but then when you're like, damn, it's like 20 minutes. How could you yell at anybody for 20 minutes, man? You know.
He's going for it.
You know, yeah, yeah. He went really bonkers. So he went way too far. But anyway, man. So The Jewel, which I hope will be a good movie, is what we got here. So the first thing I want to say about this, Tiff, is this really, really, and only not because they got the same guy who was in the very first movie back into this movie. And I wasn't aware of that. But it reminded me of the very first movie, big time. You know, all the movies have had kind of like different feels and stuff. And if you watch the first Mission Impossible, you might laugh at it, you know, just by, you know, the tone and, you know, how everything looked. This looked real similar to it. You know, there's familiar faces and stuff, but I was like, wow. I mean, his haircut was almost the same as the very first movie. I mean, the tone seemed the same. But a lot of action, a lot of action, a lot of action, and some familiar faces. What are your thoughts on some of this stuff?
Well, I'm not sure entirely that I've seen
any of them.
The original, watched some for the show.
Okay, okay, and you enjoyed them. You know, it's not your cup of tea. I thought you said it wasn't your thing, but
maybe I thought it was okay. Maybe.
Yeah, I remember you saying that it's nothing.
The Henry Cavill one because he's hot.
Well, you liked the Henry Cavill one, but you said it's nothing that you would watch.
That's true, but it was like, I can't really remember. But I'm just saying, I don't think I've watched the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if. But I mean, if I have, I don't remember anything about it. This looks fine. It looks like an action movie. It looks, I guess, if you ask me now what the plot of the movie is, or what I think the plot of the movie is, I will say I have no idea.
Yeah, it's mysterious. I
have no idea what's happening.
I'm not sure if this is a teaser or if this is the actual trailer. I'm not sure because other than the action, that's all you really got. But you got the one director who was, you know, originally in the first one, you know, Ethan ended up throwing that gum on and all the waterfall broke and he took off running on the guy. So he's back, but he seems like he's a bad guy now. He was not a bad guy in the first one. He just was an agency man. But so something's going on, man. You know, that's all we can tell by this damn thing. But I'm ass in the chair, Tifflebot, for this one.
Yeah, this seems a very much you movie. Like, when I watched it, maybe I couldn't even accurately get a handle on what I thought about it because I was like, oh, Montego loves this. when I was watching it, I was like, I wouldn't probably be mad if I had to sit through it, depending on how long it is. But it looks so appropriate. Actually, I will say, okay, you guys, I'm trying to watch this trailer while we talk so that I get more refreshed. This trailer is being interrupted by commercial breaks.
No way.
Yeah, on the website you sent me.
Holy shit.
There's been two.
Goodness gracious.
I can't do it. No. Fuck you, website.
No, I'm watching a commercial.
What a fucking joke.
I'm watching a commercial.
Yes, I'm already watching a commercial. I'm not going to watch a commercial for you fucks.
Yeah.
You know I hate this shit.
Yeah. And I apologize for sending you that link. I was just like, I thought I sent the YouTube link, you know?
You did send two, neither of which were just the video.
Yeah, it was just like the same shit.
Good job, you.
Yeah, I know. Watch this commercial, goddammit.
Yeah, you know. No, thank you.
Matter of fact, watch two commercials and watch this commercial.
Just, and it's like, now back to the exciting pacing of this trailer that's been completely ruined. commercials don't have cliffhangers that you can insert other commercials into. Whatever. I do think that it looks, I mean, here's the thing. It's a big Hollywood production, so it looks clean.
Yeah.
If you're into action and you don't, even, and you, maybe you do care about plot, maybe you don't care about plot, right? I think both of those people could find a place here because you watch the movie and you're like, yeah, it's okay. We're here to see fighting and this cool gadgets and this guy do crazy stuff.
However,
when he jumps off the cliff.
They do have good plots in these movies. I'm telling you. Mission Impossible.
No, they don't.
Mission Impossible.
That one
has been pretty damn good, man.
That one that we watched with Henry Cavill had a terrible plot.
No, it was good. It's always somebody gonna take over the world or some shit like that, you know. But
it's very James Bond, and I think like obviously that's fine.
You know, they were trying to stop those nukes from blowing up that valley because the dude just wanted revenge on the world, you know. And he just was. Mm. And I thought that shit was great.
He's coming back, right? Because he was just burnt up. He's not dead.
Who? Cavill? Mm-hmm. I have heard no talk of him being in anything. You know.
I bet he's coming back. I bet two movies from now.
Oh wow. Well, you know. So, man. On to the next trailer, which is also a bunch of action. So
Yeah. This one I found to be even more confusing.
Well, okay.
Because Mission Impossible already has a history.
Yeah.
So like if you're watching a trailer, you're like, okay, well, I'm assuming he's on a mission.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But this movie, they talk a lot. I mean, obviously it's about, what do you think this movie's about? I think it's a job and there's a guy, they're trying to take out the guy doing the job.
It reminds me of the old Antonio Banderas, Sylvester Stallone movie, Assassins. And if you ever seen, that mm-hmm. was, I remember that movie being dope, but that was young me. You know, what if I see that now, I might be like, oh shit, I can't
remember. Sometimes you don't want to go back and watch it because you're like, I remember it being good.
Let's leave it alone.
And now I'm going to realize it's shit.
Right.
But the other side of that coin is, have you ever gone to someone and told someone that you liked something?
And they're like,
ooh. And they're like, ugh. And then you look at it and then you watch it and you're like, holy shit.
This is true.
I'm walking around telling people.
This is true. I have done this.
I have too. Actually, okay, I will say this movie looks beautiful, right? It looks very stylish.
Russo brothers, yes. You know?
And it's Netflix, because they're Netflix people.
Yeah.
But I want to say about this movie is that, okay, first off, Chris Evans looks like shit.
All that Captain America bulk then went away, didn't it?
I like his body.
I mean, he's like
body. He's body great.
Nothing like he was though, is what I'm saying.
I don't care about that. Okay. It's his gross mustache, like you said.
Yeah, I say, look like you got that.
And he's got really close cropped hair.
He has that Hitler-ish look about him and stuff.
It's not doing him any favors, but well, I think that's the look he's going for. He's kind of looking for like
that's acting because he should
Italian hitman.
Yeah, he's not supposed to be. You know what do you call it? Chris Evans, he's supposed to be whoever this piece of shit guy is.
Well, so, but I'm not, you know.
So Yeah, it looks like it's assassin. Like this guy's a, you know, an assassin, or maybe you know, he does some kind of like, you know,
the cleaner or something.
And you know, I don't know if this guy has a problem with him for some reason.
So yeah, exactly. We don't know. Let's watch this trailer.
He puts a bounty on him like John Wick, and then it's like just chaos, you know. So I don't. Yeah, 100%. Do I know what this movie's about? But I've seen enough in this trailer to know I want to watch it, especially.
Oh, I will. I will definitely watch it. There's a high caliber acting in this movie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got two great stars, you know. And I do like Ryan Gosling.
And Ana de Armas, isn't it?
Yes.
And I like her, too. I will say, while watching this trailer, though, right, is that there's some parts have levity. Like, there's a couple jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're almost delivered out of tone of the trailer, which makes me think that maybe this movie has a little bit more funny parts in it than I would assume.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the good thing about Netflix, you don't have to wait another 6 months for it to come out. Normally, when they start showing trailers, it's...
tomorrow. Tomorrow. This comes out tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Speaking of coming out tomorrow, what's the name of that thing?
Stranger Things.
That came out. I was like, God damn it. I forgot all about that.
Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, 100% I was. I was just like, man, it's a great weekend, but I didn't want to watch Stranger Things.
That's what they do on these holiday weekends for people who want to watch it.
Yeah.
Like with their families or by themselves.
I just know we weren't doing it this week, you know, at least a one shot or something. I was like, I don't want to watch it. I had to rewatch it because my memory is getting old.
I have to rewatch it because I'm not sure that I actually completely watched either of the last two seasons. Like, in my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think I didn't absorb them in any way. And I'm not sure I'm going to... I mean, I'll just Wikipedia it and then watch.
Well, I did watch them, but that's not what we're talking about this week. So, anyway, I want to see this. This looks dope.
I do, too. I think this looks... I like the final little teaser thing that they do where they're fighting. I love a fist fight.
Yeah, yeah. I saw some of the action where the guy's running and, like, shit just falling all over the place. And I'm like, I hope they don't go too big. Sometimes they go too big in this thing. And you're like, dude... You would be running for your life. I'm not still knife fighting you with the bridge falling and the truck, you know, exploding behind me. We'd be like, whoa,
you would both be like, we're having a ceasefire as we both try to escape this bridge.
Real quick. Look, safety's over there.
we're both gonna fuck up.
Right. So, but it looks great, man. I mean, so if you're an action junkie, if you like action, man, you know, it looks like these two properties might be for you. But I know... At least with the Mission Impossible stuff, it has a mixed crowd. You got people who love action who just don't, you know, never, you know, connected with those movies or not. But I love them, man. I really do, you know. So anyway, man, that's the news. That was quick, man.
That's the news.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break and we're going to give you a second to, you know, do your duties. And we'll be right back. That's almost like a Porky Pig there for a minute. We'll be. All right, man, we are back. It's time for the wars, man. You know, if you're like me, if you listen to the show, you got to be something like that. You like the wars, man.
Or you got to be like me and just be curmudgeonly about most things, including the wars.
Shout out to my diehard Star Wars people, like Liza Raphael. She's diehard now. She wasn't always, but...
She became more of a diehard.
Yeah, got her, man. You know, people like... Big Ben Ken, man, who loves the wars, man. So anyway, it's Star Wars Celebration Weekend, back where they started in Anaheim, California. And they're, like we said at the beginning of the show, they have it on, what do you call that, live stream, you know, they got a show going on. They got a separate show. They're showing some of the panels. It's real cool. So especially if you're into that thing, and it's, you know, it's kind of like you get no E3 this year, so you might as well look at something that's going to show you something fresh, you know. Even with Comic-Con San Diego, you know, they don't show you nothing. You got to pirate shit off the, you know, YouTube to see everything, you know, and hiding cameras, you know. So you're right, Tiff. It's
just dumb. Show it. It's, you're gonna show. What's it? What's dumb. The point of letting a few fucking people know about it ahead of time so that they can go tell everybody about it? Exactly. I'm not sure if there's some kind of study about word of mouth advertising versus
advertising. It probably was the shit 30 years ago, you know, and that's why they did what they did. But they probably should have changed this shit. People will still pack the place regardless if you're showing stuff.
Yeah, people want to go to those things regardless. Exactly. And even if you think, like, let's say there's 100 fans, right?
Yeah.
Even if 50% of those out of 100 people, even if 50% of those people wanted to go, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's never room for people there, so.
No, and then everybody smells.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know because I go and I probably smell.
Oh, shit. So my favorite pastime at like cons and stuff now, which is pitiful, it has to be getting toe up.
I like to get fucked up, and right. Then I like to make questionable purchases.
Right, you're like, oh, $350.
I bought a dragon at that last con that I went to last weekend.
Oh wow, see the dumb shit you buy. You walk out there with.
I love it.
You walk out there with like a nine.
I had like what they were making were these rum and cokes, I think, yeah, that were like vanilla rum and coke. Interesting. It was some kind of Sonic character, Vanilla the Rabbit. What it was called.
Oh yeah, you gotta buy that dumb shit. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And I was like, I'll have that. Yeah. And then by the time I'd had like two or three of them, I was like, this dragon seems like a sensible purchase.
Right. You gotta have alcohol, man.
I have to buy the dragon. I mean,
you walk out there.
I can't leave without it.
With a 9-foot broadsword and stuff. Like this is a good purchase. I got a sword.
You get home and you're like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
The next day you find a bag of shit. And you're like, God damn it.
Bought a sword. Why?
I can't return this shit.
I bought Captain America's shield. Why?
it's too small. Right. Like it would, you know, all that shit's just fucked up. Ooh. But it was fun. I mean, my little sister wanted to go, so it was fun.
Quiet as it's kept, when I went down to Comic Palooza with Beat 'Em Down, I almost walked out of there with a $400 Captain America shield. And you know why I didn't buy it? I was like,
Is that the one with you holding it?
Yeah. I almost bought it. Is
that the picture of you?
The reason why I didn't buy it was because I was like, how am I going to get this shit on the plane?
You would be so embarrassed. You're like, I have to carry this onto the plane.
No, and would they let you onto the plane with a big ass weapon?
Oh fuck, I don't know. When I flew back from Japan in 2004, some of the people I was with brought weapons back, and that's crazy to me because it wasn't that long after 9/11.
Wow. So you know, oh wow. So anyway, man, Star Wars. So you know, I had forgot it was Celebration Weekend until I got hit with the Andor trailer, and let me tell you something, Tim.
Yes.
From what I'm seeing with this Andor trailer, I couldn't be happier from the direction that they took. I like the regular people and, you know, the guys with the bang, bang, bangs and seeing different cultures that they're inventing and stuff and seeing people who we're not used to seeing, just, you know, new characters doing their thing and seeing the stormtroopers and, you know, all the sneaky, what this thing is supposed to do. And it's already been greenlit for a second season. So they must know this is going to be the shit.
They know they've got what they've got.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what I was really most intrigued about was, what's the old lady's name? Genevieve, forgot her name. She plays Mon Mothra. She's in this, and so there's like the leader of the rebellion. Remember Rogue One?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I don't know who the person is, and I don't know who the character is.
Mon Mothra. Okay, I'm going to tell you who
I'm hearing you, Mon Mothra. What the fuck does that mean?
You saw Rogue One.
I made a mistake.
You saw Rogue One.
I did. I liked Rogue One.
She was the leader in Rogue One. She was the lady, you know, that was in all the briefings and stuff, and she's the leader of the rebellion. And so they have like a little, like, I like her side story going on, you know, where she's, you know, saying they're discovered, they know who I am, they're following me and all this shit. And it's like, you know, on Coruscant. So it's more to it than just this one, you know, linear thing happening. And I think
so this is like the backstory to Rogue One.
Yeah, this is before Rogue One, obviously, because he's alive.
I mean, I hate to get on this subject early.
Okay.
Because the timeline for people who are just even, I would say casual observers of Star Wars is very confusing.
Yeah, because with Star Wars don't know what they want to do. And I'll say this just to, you know, they jumped 30 years because it was 30 years since the last time there was, you know, because they wanted the actors in the movies with Rey and Finn. They wanted, you know, Luke Skywalker and all that stuff. So they jumped 30 years because, you know, they did nothing really for 30 years. They should have been doing shit for 30 years like The Mandalorian and all that stuff, and then the timeline would be intact. So what they have done with most of these shows is, you know, went back to the Mandalorian time, which is what, like 5 years after Return of the Jedi. So a lot of the shows is rooted in that time. But then they have this that's, you know, rooted before that time, you know, and it's just like, you know, y'all did so much, you know, and you went so far in different directions that, and then shit worked out. You know, Rogue One, you know, was great. And so it's like, they like, this is a good time to be in. This is the time that people want to see. you know, notice they haven't did anything with the Rey and Finn timeline. I don't know if they're just going to kill that off or what.
I don't know. Everything I feel like with Star Wars has, in my experience as someone who you know, watches it and can enjoy it.
Yeah.
But from like a little bit of the outside is that like people tend to like really like something when it's happening and then really hate it later, or the opposite.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Genevieve O'Reilly, that was her name. So anyway, right, because, you know, now people don't hate the prequels so much anymore.
Yeah, that's, you know? I feel like they hated them, loved them, hated them. It's like a cycle.
I still think they're shite, but, you know, it's
yeah,
it's
but you did have lore. That poster up in your living room.
Yeah, I got rid of that poster.
That was there forever. It's an institution.
Yeah, that was a Clone Wars poster. I was like, you know, I don't even like this movie. I was like, it has to go. how do you feel about Andor?
So actually it was really weird. So we were watching, not to skip ahead because I wasn't really going to talk about it, but while I was watching Obi-Wan, I was like, man, I kind of want to know about some of these people who are just like regular folks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you'll see
a who person. Are just like, I'm like, man, is this a miserable existence? I don't know. It seems like it.
Everybody just seems so sad and shit.
Yeah, there's like, and like, I don't know. It's like just knowing that your life is going to be this way. You're like, I'm going to live in this dust planet. I'm going to die in this dust planet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to be afraid of the Inquisitors the whole time.
Well, that's how exactly how they looked in Andor. You know, everybody looked like, this sucks ass. Because it's supposed to be the, the darkest time of Star Wars, you know.
But there's some places that things are nice.
That's because they're corrupt. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What about Leia's? Yeah, parents, are they corrupt?
No, they're not. They're not. But you know,
but their city looks nice.
Yeah, because maybe they're not sitting on some shit that the Empire wants. You know, normally what happens is if you're sitting on some shit that somebody wants, you're effed, right? They're gonna come. Yeah. They're gonna, you know, take over. And he's playing ball. You know, he's pretending to play ball. Well, we're talking about the wrong thing. Andor.
I'm sorry. This is fucking time shit. No, I think this looks interesting. I think it looks fine. I mean, that's my problem with a lot of Star Wars stuff is that I'm like, I see it. I'm like, yeah, sure, fine.
Yeah. That's you. Yeah. Yeah, I'm very excited about this. You know, I mean, that's how I feel. And I think I'm not sure when this comes out. What, next year? 2023 or something like that? You bastards. So,
you know, I don't know.
Gotta be, you know, a little patient. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. So, moving on away from Star Wars from a little bit, I was so surprised to see some goddamn Willow.
Willow, I used to love Willow when I was a kid.
I know, you told me that, and I remember the sheer disappointment of seeing that movie because George Lucas produced it and Ron Howard directed it. And I was just like, I didn't even get out of the theater and was like, yeah, that was good. I was like,
yeah. You're like, uh-oh.
Shit.
I'm questioning my heroes. My heroes have made a poor decision. But I got to tell you, I'm not going to lie. This looks good.
Yeah, I knew you was going to like this. I knew you was going to say that.
I want to see it because it reminds me of being a kid, but also because like it's fantasy shit and yeah. I like that stuff. I mean, it's going to be probably a little bit more tame than stuff I would normally watch, but Warwick Davis is still looking good.
Well, let's talk about him because
yeah,
they've been talking about doing Willow and I thought they were like remaking it and making a series. I had
it's a sequel.
I had no idea it was a sequel. You know, I was like, yeah. When he showed up, I said, oh, it's a sequel. Goddamn. You know, and he surprised me. He do look a little in that trailer still. He looks a little like everyday rugged man, you know, like he's about to, you know, like he's a gruff, rough fellow, you know. So, you know, it makes me wonder, you know, what his life has been like, you know. So.
Well, he's had a lot of success.
Well, no. I'm saying his life in
the Willow, the character.
The character, yeah, not the.
I thought that they found peace, and I think what's going to happen, this is my assumption based on the trailer, is he's married to his little sweetheart, and they have a child, I think.
They had two.
I thought that was in the first one. They did.
They had those two little kids, yeah.
Yeah, but now they have another. Why does it seem like they have another kid?
I don't know.
And then he's going to come, and they'll be like, one more time, and he's going to be like, all right.
Yeah.
And he's going to want to get back to her because he loves her.
Yeah. So, at least he...
That's the story.
He wrote this, I think.
But he'll probably die. I bet he'll die.
Who, Willow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're going to want a second season. Get out of here.
Oh, is this a TV show?
Yeah. So, this is a series. It's a series.
I changed my mind. I don't want to watch episodes of shit. I don't got time to watch episodes of shit. I want an hour and 45 minutes tops.
She totally changed, y'all. It was like,
oh, fuck this. A television show?
It's a series.
You got too big for your britches, sir. This sucks.
No, I appreciate series. You know what? Like, this Obi-Wan shit, this is perfect, man. Give me a series now, you know.
I will enjoy a limited series. If there's 4 episodes of Willow, I'll get into it.
I don't know how many
But episodes. I bet there's going to be 8 episodes of Willow, and then they're going to try to make me watch more, and I won't.
Goddamn. What? Bring back the days of the 24 episodes. This 8
Hell no. What the
shit.
Fuck is wrong with you?
It's your generation screwing this all up. We was used to.
Well, I'm sorry. But 24 TV. Is too many. Then you start making shit up just because, and I hate that.
Yeah, sometimes. So they announced that Jude Law is involved in something called Skeleton Crew. And it was explained that it's supposed to be some kids that's on a ship together, you know, operating it. And so it's not much about it. And I was like, well, I'm not holding my breath for this because y'all done told us some other shit that was coming that never came to fruition. And then y'all changed. Like, nobody said anything else about, Rogue Squadron or something like that. And, mm-hmm. You know, I think they're having issues with Patty Jenkins or something like that. And so they didn't even mention it unless they're mentioning it right now while we're recording this. They, you know, it was some, you know, what? The Space Ranger thing. That was supposed to be the Gina Carano. And y'all could have just replaced the damn character.
That's true. You know? But you know what? So I think that. Remember when I said that I thought that they probably had just taken on too much? And they were like, well, she's being bad and we don't need this. So it's all going to go away.
Right. You're bad.
We're going to fire 150 people.
Right.
And scrap all the work we've done. I want this to happen because I think Jude Law is handsome.
I like Jude Law too. I really do.
I think he's a good actor. I think he's handsome. Yeah. I think he would fit well in the universe. I mean, it makes a lot of sense for he could be evil or good. I think he does both well.
He does do evil and good well, and he does. That's a great point. I like that.
I think that's a big get too. It feels like. I feel like because it's going to be like a television show, and I feel like I'm not saying television is kind of like where actors go now, but I'm not saying that like there hasn't been big actors, but it feels like they went from movie to television, and it's they're gonna go like this feels more like right on the television.
Yeah, well, these actors spend so much goddamn money, and really, it's for the amount of money that they spend in that world, if you're not like a top tier actor, like you know, Tom Cruise, Will Smith, and stuff like that, it can be a little lean in between movies. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you go to a TV
series. I bet
he's
got tons of money.
I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm just saying, but it's more steady. It's steady Freddy. You know, you
get the television.
Yeah.
Well, I think that probably the best, in my opinion, mm-hmm. would be to like be really famous in movies and then just do television at the end.
Yeah, right. Like, of course.
But I don't know, like, television's more grueling, isn't it?
Not just television, but like one of these, you know, like a Netflix or Amazon.
Yeah, like a limited series.
Yeah. I mean, that's where you want to be if you're. That's what I think I want to be. Let's talk about Jedi Survivor real quick.
Okay, yeah. I thought that this had been announced a long time ago.
They announced
it. I feel I remember seeing this before.
No, well, but we didn't have a trailer. And so they showed a trailer, and I want it now. I want it like right now. I enjoyed the first Jedi game so much. It was one of the best games I've played, and not because it was Star Wars. It was just a damn fine game, and they did a really good job with it. And it's like you do something really good. You got a great game with a Star Wars skin. Perfect, you know. And so now the character is back. I really like this actor, you know, and the action in the game was great. The game was hard as hell. It wasn't like one of those one afternoon you're going to sit there and get through it. No, ma'am, you know. And and it looked great. And I'm so confused because I see a character in there. There's an Inquisitor, you know, doing his thing. And then we're going to talk about it with Obi-Wan. It's a little conflict, you know. So I can't wait to talk about, you know, what happened in Obi-Wan. But this looks great. What do you think?
Actually, Star Wars games like this have had a history of being just, like you said, very good games without the Star Wars brand.
Yeah.
And so even people who don't really like Star Wars end up playing them. And I think that this game looks great.
Yeah. And shit.
So is he like he's a Jedi during the time of like...
He was
no Jedis?
His origin is in the last game, and he was there for Order 66, you know. And
so what is Order 66?
That's when all the Jedis got killed. And so was like a teenager. And so when the game starts, he's actually been on his own, you know, into his 20s, you know what I'm saying? You know, working menial jobs and things like that. And then some shit happens and boom, 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 boom. And how dare Tiff ask, what is Order 66?
God, you talk about it all the time. I just forget. I forget. Gotcha. People like Star Wars walk around being like, Order 66, Tatooine.
Look at that. You know some buzzwords.
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, shit. And that's all I got. I mean, there's more Star Wars stuff, you know, going on. They announced the Young Jedi something, like it's like a really kiddie show in like another timeline with Star Wars, the High Republic, that, you know, where those books then came from. And so yeah, it could get to be, you know, and again, I don't hold my breath for every project that they say they're gonna do now these days, because mm-hmm. I done been around the rainbow with Lucasfilm, and it's like, yeah, y'all talk a lot of shit sometimes, but a lot of times stuff y'all say, it don't happen, you know. So we'll see what happens, because
I bet this game will happen.
The game will happen.
It might be later. All the different medias, like the Jude Law one and stuff.
Like the Jude Law one, and all y'all had to do was show his face and a logo.
Yeah, you have got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're right. A face and a logo? No, we're signing. I don't even know if they said they signed him. Or are they, you know, well, no, they announced it officially, so that means they signed him. But again, you know, you never know what's going to come to fruition, because it takes so long for them to deal with some of this shit. And by the time they get to it, stuff falls off the floor. Like, they said they're not going to do any more movies with that hits any of the marquee characters, Luke, Leia, things like that, because of the failure of the Solo movie. And I think that's kind of a shame, because, you know,
you love the Solo movie, to be fair.
I thought the Solo movie was great, man. And, you know, people, you know, didn't connect with it for whatever reason. And I'm just like, you know, to hell with you people. Oh, yeah. Harrison Ford is coming. They announced there that he announced that, he, you know, they're filming Indy 5. Old man Harrison Ford is doing this. He was old on the last one. God damn it.
You are sucking the life retroactively out of the things that you've done well by just like letting it keep going. Let it lie. You did three things good. You don't need to keep making this. Stop it.
Yes, it's time for, if you want the character to live, and I do, recast and just call it a day. But I guess I don't know how people would react to that. You know, only he can play, you know.
I was like, really, when you watch these movies, and I hate to say this, but then like they have to run because it's an action movie and they just can't.
No, right. They're like, oh, goddamn. right. You're 100% right. So I'm not looking forward to another Indiana Jones with Harrison Ford.
Skull was so bad.
Crystal Skull was terrible.
It's one of the worst things I've seen.
Yeah, it don't get much worse than that,
I remember seeing it, and it was such a big deal. I remember because I loved Indiana Jones. I still love the first three. But, like, went to go see it because we were so excited. And we were like, holy fucking shit.
Oh, my God.
And I went to work the next day. I used to work at a used video game store. And everyone was so, like, oh, my God. And, like, they had all wanted to go see it. So I had to be like, it's good. It's fine. I didn't know what to say, because if I said it was bad, then they would like, no, right?
Right.
So like, I had to just be like, you have to see it yourself, I think is probably what I ended up saying.
Man, I mean, just first of all, what's the dude playing with Butch, Shia LaBeouf, you know, that his whole his little character was awful. And, you know, oh man, the woman who was like the Russian woman, you know, it's just, oh my goodness. And the aliens at the end. Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert for Crystal Skull.
Listen, I need to spoil this for y'all. Because if you haven't seen it.
If you haven't seen it, we're doing you a fucking favor.
You goddamn right. So I'm telling you what they didn't announce from a Star Wars Celebration, which I would like an announcement. I want to see a Darth Vader TV show. Just him, like, in the comic
book. What's his face?
Hayden Christensen. He can do it. Yeah, just.
I thought that they said that they were going to do that. But maybe they meant he was just playing him in this.
He's playing him in Obi-Wan, but they don't have a Vader show.
But maybe they were going to wait until Obi-Wan's done.
Oh, shit. Fine. But if you make the Vader show anything like the comic books, and we've reviewed some of those books, and they're phenomenal. The stories are so good. And Vader is such a badass. You know, and it's like, you know, you can do all the stuff he's doing in the comic books because of, you know, technology and stuff now. And I just think if you just took any of those stories from the Vader cartoon, I mean, a comic, and made it into a show, you got a winner, man. You got a winner. So I want to see
that. I'm just distracted by the fact that Ewan McGregor looks like he's riding your head.
Oh, and on this thing. The
whole time, and also when you create a film, and I'm like,
okay. Oh shit, I don't know how I feel about that. Crack. Anyway, that's it, y'all. So anything else comes to Star Wars, we'll bring it up next week. So we're gonna take our final break, and we're gonna come back with a breakdown of Obi-Wan. So hold on to the Force. We'll be back. Here we are. It's time for the big one. I mean, I've been looking forward to this for such a long time. The best thing about the prequels, hands down, was the performance of Ewan McGregor being Obi-Wan. He was the most refreshing thing about it. He had so much skill as a Jedi. He had so much personality in his acting. And I can sit through those movies because of him. You know, he was the person who I wanted to see all the time. You know, the hell with Anakin and all this, his whining and shit he doing. I want to see Obi-Wan. That's all I want. I want to hang with Obi-Wan. And so I get my wish. The world gets his wish. He got his wish. And he knew about this for 5 years. And he says in interviews over and over that he had to sit and just lie to people in interviews talking about he would be opened if they, wanted him to do it. So for 5 years,
So he knew, and he was just saying, oh, yeah, I would do it.
Yeah. So, So who was this? So Obi-Wan Kenobi, TV miniseries, 2022, TV PG. Really? Wow. Okay. Y'all need to bump that up to 14 a little bit. So, action adventure sci-fi. Jedi Master Obi-Wan Kenobi watches over young Luke Skywalker to evade the Empire's elite Jedi hunters during his exile on the desert planet of Tatooine. Accurate.
Accurate.
Who are some of the people that's in this?
It's kind of hard to look through this because there's so many people, but obviously Ewan McGregor.
Yes.
Rupert Friend is the Grand Inquisitor.
Rupert Friend. I kind of like Rupert Friend.
Sung Kang is the fifth brother.
Yeah, check him out.
We see a lot of him in this movie.
What's his name? I forgot his name in Fast and the Furious. Han.
Yes, that's him. That's him. Yes, correct. Moses Ingram.
Yes.
Benny Safdie. That's the guy. That's the Jedi on Tatooine. Joel Edgerton.
Yeah.
Bonnie Peace. Mm-hmm. Now I'm looking for Simone Kessel. That's Breha Organa. But I'm looking for Leia. Oh, Vivian Lyra Blair. And Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers was the guy who kidnapped her.
Who goes by Flea, which I find hilarious.
Yes. All these starring years. Flea.
Right. So that's good enough.
Oh, Kumail Nanjiani. We can't skip over him.
Oh, yeah. I was very surprised to see him in this.
Yeah, I was too.
So, before we go any further, it's time for one word.
Okay, this is going to be a weird one word for this, but are you ready?
Yes.
Calming.
I could see that.
It was very soft.
I could see that, especially the first episode.
There's a lot of like wide shot scenes and... Yeah, I don't know. That's not a bad thing. It's just
I feel you. I understand what you're saying. Shoot.
You didn't think of your one word, did you?
No, I didn't think of my one word.
Cool.
Satisfying.
Boner.
Satisfying.
Oh.
Satisfying. It kind of started. There's been some leaks and rumors which I tried to avoid, but I couldn't. And so this was probably what has happened was laid out in some of these leaks that had happened. Mm-hmm. But that's it. And this is only the first two episodes. So that's good. So the rest of it, I don't.
Oh, so like you don't think you have any more spoilers because you've already seen all the spoilers.
Exactly. And so let's hit those.
There is something you could have said about these two episodes that would have spoiled it for me.
Well, it wasn't like, oh, I spoiled it so bad, because, you know, most of the time these leaks and rumors are so wrong.
Well, I just don't know exactly what they would have said that I would have been like, oh. I don't think anything was revealed in these episodes.
It was the whole plot setup of Leah getting taken and things like that. And so I didn't really know that. You know, I would have been nicely surprised just to find out who this young girl was, you know, once they saw it. But I kind of knew that she was going to be in it.
But I knew that it was Leah as soon as they showed it.
Well, that's good. But yeah, but at least.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't mean to argue about whether or not.
Yeah, at least you didn't. You weren't looking for it. You know what I'm saying?
Fair.
And so when she showed up, I said, oh,
waiting for it.
I was like, oh, they starting it off with this. So we start off, man. You know,
it's 10 years after Order 66, everybody.
Well, they actually start off with Order 66 happening, you know.
Yes. And I really enjoyed all the Padawans. Look, I knew a word.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what they call them, right? Padawans.
With them dumbass hats on. I'm sitting there
I was like, I guess they're trying to make us think that time has passed. But one of the little, they're like, what do we do? One of the little kids says, run.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's her.
This is too mature for a children to say. They'd be like, they'd just be crying. Right. I don't know. If you've ever seen a kid cry because like their graham cracker fell apart when they were eating it, you knew that they wouldn't be like, run.
Well, you know, they little maturities, but
yes, because they're Jedi.
I'm pretty sure that the one kid.
Who do you think that is? Because you keep saying it's her. I'm like,
Reva.
What are you talking about?
Reva, the Inquisitor.
Who's Reva?
The Inquisitor, the black gal.
Oh, yeah. Did not even notice or think about that.
I think that's
because they keep calling her third sister.
That's how they address themselves: first sister, third sister, seventh sister, stuff,
or
like
fifth
that.
Brother, or
So, but they call her Reva. You know, they keep Reva. You know,
I must have missed. I mean, now that you say that, yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, man. So after that happens, 10 years, and let me say something about Obi-Wan Kenobi, Tiff.
Yes. Yes.
You know his life. Yeah, it's shit, right? You know,
he's living in that little cave.
Tiff, after 10 years, this son of a bitch couldn't bought him a house?
And like, what's he doing? I mean, he uses his money. I think he's like biding his time. Okay, so my question, is he stealing the meat?
I think he's stealing the meat.
Because I'm like, he does it every day, very obviously.
Yeah.
Like right out there in the open.
You don't see
And this. I get so much to the point that I was like, they're going to catch him. That's part of the plot. Nope.
No. So it actually starts with the Inquisitors landing in the middle of the city. And I'm like, damn, it's an airport right there. You bastards going to land in the middle of the city.
Of course.
So they get out and I like the look. I didn't think I was going to like the look of the Inquisitors when I first saw it, you know, in the trailers. But I did like it. Like, especially the fifth brother. You know, I thought that.
Oh, with like the weird.
With the weird hat, because he's like that in the comics and stuff. But he's bigger. He's like buff, you know. And so, you know, once I found out who the actor was, you know, I was like, once he started talking, it worked for me. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, it flows. So they get out there, go into the bar, and chase this dude down who did a horrible job hiding he was a Jedi.
Yeah. And also not a very powerful Jedi, I would say.
Well,
right?
No, I wouldn't say that, because.
How can you tell? Because like he was just like.
Well, he was kind of he kind of ran away. He wasn't using any force powers.
He ran
or nothing.
Away, and he like knocked down the thing. I'm like, that's not going to stop them.
No, they're coming after you. But I guess it did stop him because he got away. But when he did the force thing, I was sitting there like, why are you leaving your hand up after you stopped it? You should have put your shit
but
down.
But I thought that but maybe isn't it like? I thought that if you were a more powerful Jedi, you didn't have to even.
No, you got it. They steal you the hammer.
They all have to. Mitch, let us all know what's happening. It's like psychics.
He just held it too long. So he took off, and then we saw Obi-Wan with that dragon meat. Yeah, there was so much meat.
Yeah, there's like, how long have they been? Is this job like been years? He's been carving up this meat.
Okay, can I say something about this meat?
It's old. It's in the dry desert. It's icky.
When it was over with and they went home, they left the meat on the.
I was like. They were like fast drying some of it. That was part of it. They cut the meat, dried the meat. But then there was a bunch of wet meat.
I was like, is another
still
shift?
In the back. So I much
hope,
wet meat.
I hope
another
shift's
coming on. Another shift's coming on.
Please, another shift. Because
I know. Isn't that, you can always tell how old you are when you watch a movie because you're like, you can't eat that. That's been out in the hot sun.
So, you know. The guy bullies on a guy, and Obi-Wan looks at the dude.
And he, you know, he could tell he was going to do, like, wanted to do, like, you will give him money, right? That was, like, the struggle. But I'm like, Obi-Wan, you live in a hole in the ground. Give him your money. That's also part of being a Jedi.
Obi-Wan ain't helping nobody.
He gave money to other guy, the homeless person, right?
Right.
When he goes to the city, he's like, here's some money. I'm like, that could have been helpful to the other gentleman.
I thought the same thing. So he goes and spying on Luke, making sure he's all right. And, you know.
Yeah, and then he gives him like a little, he's been buying him parts.
That little thing, ship.
So is that what he eventually builds the speed racer with?
That toy that he has is in episode one, A New Hope. It's Luke was playing with it as an adult still. So, you know, they go to Alderaan, and Alderaan looks cool. Only thing I didn't like is, you know, she's running out into the forest and stuff, you know, she's a little whimsical. And she's a smart mouth little effer, but she got a lot of fire. The actress is phenomenal, the little girl, the Vivian Blair. I was like, oh, she's doing a really good job. So her cousins come, and the only scene that I did not like is when they were like, flying through the city, and it was like hardly no people there. I hate in sci-fi when they forget to like
put some digital people in.
Densely populated. That looks like the downtown, and there's like seven people walking through there. You know,
yeah. And she's like, I do agree that like you know probably COVID stuff, but like yeah, to put some we saw you put a bunch of digital people in those last movies.
Exactly. I was like, so that kind of bothered me, but I like how she teared a cousin's ass out. With her words. I thought that she was going to look sad when he was saying that. You're not even an Organa. I was like, damn, that's a little evil. She tore his ass up, man. I was like, had him feel super small. So you got Bail Organa back in this, Jimmy Smits. And I was wondering, does he look like that, or did they put a bunch of makeup on him to make him look older?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know what he looks like. Last time I saw him was in the Get
Down.
He's
old, isn't he?
He's old. Yeah, he's older than me. That's for sure. And so... Anyway, so we got this thing going on. Leia is kidnapped by fleeing the gang, and this is the most egregious shit in the whole show that I hated to.
What, when they broke that little robot?
No, when she was running from these dudes, it was so fake. Like, they were so fake as actors, like, making it look like she was out running them with the diving. You know, they'll get there and it'll be a branch, and they're like, oh! Shit, I can't get around this branch. I can't just move it and keep moving. You know, they're like, oh, she's so quick. It's so fast. And when they were grabbing at her, it was like, oh, like the coyote or something like that.
Yeah.
It looked bad.
Took you out of it?
Totally. I'm like, this is bullshit. Me and my daughter was watching. I was like, come on, man.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to be watching this.
Right. It looked so bad when she was running. Now, when she was running from Obi-Wan in the city, it looked a lot better because it was
more places. Yeah, because it's a little easier for her to get away from, you know, dodge people.
Yeah, so they catch her, take it on there, and I don't know how I feel about Flea's performance in this thing. All I saw was Flea, you know.
But I guess I didn't feel anything about it, bad or good.
Yeah, I was kind of like, I don't know how I feel about his you know, reacting. So I love how Bail Organa, you know, goes and gets in Obi-Wan's face, because Obi-Wan's like, first of all, he sends the dude, he didn't even help that guy when he stopped him in the desert, Tiff. The Jedi. I was like, God damn.
He was like, bury your shit and get away from me. I was like, aren't you the resistance?
Damn, you ain't gonna just let him spend the night,
guys? He's having his 10 year sad time.
Tiff, he told that dude to go back to the city.
He told that guy to not be a Jedi anymore. He was like, don't be this.
Yeah.
I
can understand that part, but I was like, damn, you ain't even gonna let him stay with you for a little bit? You know?
No, probably two of them together would be even worse than one, right?
I guess, but damn. Dude, anyway. So he was not going to. And then, so I'm so confused with Owen comes and he throws the toy at him. And then he's like, the boy must be trained.
He's like,
and I'm like, wait a minute. You ain't even like
doing You just told the other one to stop being a Jedi.
Exactly. So I'm confused, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Inquisitors come and they cut a lady's hand off and threaten Owen. How did you feel about the Inquisitors, sir? What's your opinion?
This was like difficult because I was like, yeah, this seems like exactly what you would do if you were looking for somebody. Because if somebody knows something or cares about anybody, these people, and you just don't care about people.
They chopped that lady's head off so fast. You don't have your position.
I didn't think that was going to happen. I was like, oh, she's saying that, but we're watching. And nope. She did. Then she threatens Owen, and Owen doesn't give up anybody.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to anyway, but I was surprised that the chick went right to threatening his existence and his family. You know, and Owen was sitting there with his hands on his hips the whole time, like, you know, and I'm just like, you're about to die. She just chopped the old girl's hands off just because she said she ain't had no jurisdiction. And saying that, that kind of bothers me too, because it's supposed to be hut space. So you would think, you know, it would be, I don't know, maybe they don't want to tussle with the Empire. They got a lot of money. But so it looks cool to me. So after Bail Organa gets there, I guess he decides to go and he gets his little hoodie. Gets his little hoodie again, you know.
Yeah, and as a person who isn't obviously, like, again, casual, I'm like, he looks, I would point that guy out as a Jedi if he was walking around in my city.
Yeah. Because everybody has a certain look about them. They got those dumbass hats on and those big, you know.
Yeah, the hats, the different outfits. And
but
then
he's
got, like, the
only
hoodie
person. But in the old Star Wars, it was people walking around with hoodies on all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
That's what I'm saying. Now, there's not. So I would be like, that guy's a Jedi. Yeah.
And he got his little sword on his head. Yeah.
There he is.
So he gets on the plane, and that's the end of the first episode. So the next one opens up. He's actually looking for the girl, and he follows, you know, to this planet. And the planet is...
This planet is cool.
The planet is cool, and they got population.
I love this.
There.
I love the, like kind of Blade Runner style future cities.
That's exactly what I thought of when I saw
it, the neon and, like... So, okay. So he gets off, and he's got the tracker, and he's like, I'm looking for someone. And they're like, there's no signals in or out.
Yeah.
And then later, they also couldn't leave. But was that because of lockdown or just generally speaking? Like, why did that girl say you couldn't get off the planet?
That was lockdown because they said, hold all shuttles. The Inquisitors came and they were looking. They said, hold all the shuttles, do this, that, and the other. But, you know, we ain't playing around. And so, yeah, they could not get off the planet at that time.
But then the girl said you could never get off the planet anyway. I think that she just meant,
oh, like, she was just like,
you're too poor to leave or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah, she gave him the free dope. He goes in there, fights the guys, punched the guy in the horns. Bleeding all over the place. And I was disappointed in Obi-Wan's performance, Steph. I was like, he hasn't been
He's
using
trying
the force.
To keep the force down.
Yeah, what are you doing? You must fight.
He throws his, like, little cocaine tablets on the ground and then explodes.
They all high and shit in there. I thought that was cool. So him and a girl are taking forever to get off this planet. But in the meantime, we got this fake Jedi who...
I loved this part.
Who swindled the people but didn't?
No, yeah. Like, I think he said he's scamming them because he could get them these passages without...
Paying probably as much
as they
can.
They're paying more. Than they need to, and he's taking a cut.
And he comes in there with the fake gates.
But he's saying, "Hey, they're still getting what they need, and I'm getting what I need. They're just a little poorer."
Yeah. So I thought that he was gonna catch some bees, but he didn't.
I did too. No, because he turned. He brought it back. He gained forgiveness.
Yeah. Well, I guess that little kid didn't give a shit, right? So. The action starts, Tiff, and the action is good. Now, the other most egregious thing I saw in this whole thing was the Velociraptor man.
Oh, yeah.
It looked so goddamn bad. I was like, what?
And it was weird because you don't really even need to see him that much at all. He was just in there. He's like, put him in the front. Put that dumbass looking motherfucker right in the front. Right. So everybody knows it's garbage.
Y'all stole that Jurassic Park prop and put a I know he looked terrible.
He had his little T-Rex arms.
So he's shooting. Obi-Wan is shooting all over the place. And this was great action. And then I like when Reva was doing the parkour, trying to make it there. But she was far away. So I'm glad they didn't, like, have her just show up there like, ha-ha, I'm here, you know.
Yeah.
So she was doing all this stuff. Reva's a piece of shit, man. I swear. Goodness gracious. And so, you know, she meets up with Obi-Wan and she's doing all this, Obi-Wan, come out and play shit, you know. And I'm like, I'm like, wow. So one thing bothers me in this scene. She calls Darth Vader Anakin. And I'm like, would she know his name? You know?
If she was a Padawan, maybe.
Yeah, but nobody was there when he became Darth Vader, you know? Nobody was there. Weird, you know, unless he said something.
Maybe that's a hint or a mistake. We don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know yet, but I'm very interested. So, you know, he sends the little girl to the ship, which is smart, and... because she did a lot of shit that was, like, bugging me. Like, when she was like, my father didn't send you, you're the bad guy. She was running from
And she's like, what's your name? And he's like, Ben. And he's like, she's like, that's not a Jedi name.
Right. Like, how much do you know? Anyway, man. So the boss gets there, Tiff, and she skewers the boss.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot be dead because, no, he can't be because he's in other stuff that's in timeline wise. That's after
so maybe he's just injured, and that happens.
Yeah, I guess you can get a big old laser through your heart, and you can survive, huh? Shit.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell just happened when that happened? So, all in all, they get away, right?
Yep. And then we see.
Who do we see?
Darth Vader in the tank.
Yeah, because he was like messed up. She was like, Anakin, he's still alive. He was like, shit, you know. And and then he opened his eyes like, oh, I caught it. I felt you. I felt that.
I felt it in the Force. Someone's talking shit about me.
Right. Oh, I feel you, Obi-Wan. I know your ass is still alive. But I don't, you know, he knows Obi-Wan is still alive. So why was that?
Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't think that he wasn't dead. He knew he was alive.
Yeah, he did. Obi-Wan.
Right. It's only a matter of time.
You should have kicked his ass in that lava, Obi-Wan.
You should have just pushed him over into it.
You let him sit there and burn to death.
Jedis can never actually do the right thing.
Yeah, you're just going to let him burn.
He was already dark. He was already on the Force side. What's that called? What's the bad side?
The dark side. Yeah.
Dark side. I was going to say the dark force.
The dark force.
The dark force.
But even when I saw that, you know, years ago, I was like, just push his ass into that lava, man. Just,
yeah. What you doing? I remember that being really bad. Woo. Woo.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, man. Okay. That's going to do it, man.
That's it.
You know, I right, so far, I love it. But
yeah, I liked it, too. I'm
honest enough to say what looked like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no more little kid fake runs where people are, you know, trying to nab them. And what else? No more Velociraptor Man.
No more Velociraptor Man.
No more Velociraptor Man. Please. God damn it. Anyway, man, that's it. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Bontego. With me is my Dynamite co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure, as always.
Yes, so tune in next week, man, because we got some shit to do. It's more. We got some Maverick to talk about. Our Patreon, and we got Firestarter up over there, the old one. And we're going to do old for one of our fans out there, Victor Halberan. So, until next week, man, we will be
on patrol.